Canva.
Yeah, it is. In sports, as in business, if you look good, you feel good, and you play good.
That's why we love Canva. It's simply the best online graphic design software we've ever used.
Neither one of us are designers, and yet both of us have created beautiful designs for our business using Canva.
We designed our merch on Canva.
We designed our social posts on Canva.
We designed the signs for our T-Boy Live show on Canva.
True story. Oh, and Canva isn't just for startups or entrepreneurs either, because 90% of Fortune 500 companies now use Canva.
But it definitely is for startups like us, the T-Boy Podcast Media Company.
Our creative director literally said she cannot live without Canva.
And we believe her. It'll make your business look good, which will make you feel good, and you'll perform better.
So Yeti, start designing today at canva.com. Canva, designed for work.
This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it protect her?
It's protect her.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's a thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop
that. We listened to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/T-Boy or text T-Boy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/T-Boy or text T-Boy to 500-500. Airbnb.
It's wedding season.
Yes, it is. What's going on, baby?
Alex and I just got invited to a beautiful venue for the wedding of a childhood buddy of mine.
Lovely. Can't wait to hear about
it. We got babysitters. We're all set to go.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay, second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. This is Nick.
This is Jack.
Welcome back. It is Monday, August 14th. And today's pod, it is the best pod yet.
It's a T-Boy, baby.
Oh, this just smelled like a T-Boy all weekend long. Jack, first story, what do we got on the pod?
The biggest spender of the last 20 years is America's universities.
Here is why higher education has an even higher price tag.
Spoiler, it's the deans.
Also spoiler, it's the esports gamer lounges.
And the Italian monasteries for study abroad.
And that football coach.
For our second story, Target is rolling out curbside Starbucks pickup at 1,700 Target locations.
Because Target and Starbucks aren't partners, no, they are lovers.
And our third and final story. Have you ever wondered why there's no competitor to Amtrak?
Actually, yes, we've all wondered that, Jack.
Well, now there is.
Get this, Brightline just became the biggest private passenger train in America.
But yet, it's before we hit that wonderful mix of stars.
A fantastic mix of stories to kick off the week, Jack.
We're flipping it open to Hoarder's Almanac, week 178.
Yes, we are. Things we're running out of in this economy, Jack and I have been keeping track for you.
Right now, America has a shortage of vacation.
Vacation, Yetis. Not a shortage of vacation days.
No, a shortage of vacation days taken.
Because get this, compared to 40 years ago, Americans are half as likely to take vacation these days.
We're half as likely to be kicking it out in Cabo.
We're half as likely to turn it off in Tulum.
We're half as likely to decompress in the wilderness.
Breathe in. Breathe. Why are you still on your email? Get off your phone for a second.
And here's how we know, Yetis, because every month, the U.S. Census Bureau calls 60,000 Americans at random and asks us how we spend our time.
It's actually the same survey they use to calculate the unemployment rate.
But they also ask us about our vacation plans.
And that is a real thing. That is the vacation rate.
And the vacation rate has plummeted by half since 1980.
Jack, could you whip out the whiteboard and tell us the numbers on the vacation rates?
Every week, only 1.7% of us Americans are on vacation.
Every week, only 1.7% of us Americans are out of office.
It was twice as high 40 years ago.
Yeah, those baby boomers really worked hard, Jack.
Now, here's why this is so vexing.
Because America has a record high number of vacation days.
But we're using a record low number of them.
Which means Jack and I gotta whip up an update for the Yetis out there.
For the next 2 weeks, we're taking an annual summer vacation.
Yeah, we're gonna finish out this week. But after that, our last 2 weeks of August, no Daily T-Boy show.
We're gonna honor Labor Day by not laboring.
We're gonna fully rest up so we can properly whip up the takeaways for you.
That way, we'll have a fully charged best fall yet.
But besties, vacation is not till next week. We still got a full week of pods to whip up for you.
We still have 5 full days with the Yetis before our vacation.
In the meantime, we have all got to reverse the vacation shortage.
Let's all say yay to vacay.
And then let's hit our 3 stories.
15 years before this song, 2 boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea that caused a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, why has the price of college soared in the past 20 years? The Wall Street Journal just found out.
We just got a look into the wild world of university splurging.
University splurging. Yet is the most exciting thing at a college campus right now. It's not the party at Sig Ep, is it, Jack?
It's not the foam party down at the campus whatever.
Yeah, it's the construction site over by the quad.
Because the Wall Street Journal just finished a massive investigation to figure out why the cost of college in America has risen so damn much in the last 20 years.
So the WSJ jumped in T-Boy style to look at the finances of flagship universities in all 50 states from 2002 to 2022.
And what did they find? They found an incredible spending problem.
Jack, can you take us on down to the University of Kentucky?
Down in Lexington, Kentucky, they spend $805,000 to upgrade their campus. $805,000 every day for 10 straight years.
And what do they have to show for it, Jack?
A video game theater for competitive esports and dorms where every bed has a Tempur-Pedic mattress.
Jack, let's head west. Can you take us over to the University of Oklahoma?
They purchased a monastery in Italy and spent $14 million to renovate it.
Yeah, like they literally redid the frescoes. Don't pit my ride. Pit my library.
You cannot go on a campus tour these days without someone walking backwards saying, here's our new space station to the left. That's our Hyperloop. Did Elon pay for that? No, we did.
You're going to love the sauna. It's for everyone. Get this, Yetis. According to the Wall Street Journal, even after adjusted for inflation, those 50 flagship schools averaged 38% more spending than 20 years ago.
That's a lot of spending. And how do they pay for that higher spending over those 20 years?
Well, Jack, they didn't pay. You paid for it.
Correct, because the universities all increased their tuitions and fees by 64% on average.
In fact, the Oklahoma Sooners jacked up the price of tuition by 166% over the last 20 years. Now, we should point out, besties, the schools do have a defense.
The schools say that they had to increase their tuition because they were getting less state support.
Yeah, state legislatures have cut public support for their public universities, so they needed to get the cash from somewhere.
But Yetis, if these universities are strapped for cash, they're not acting like it.
No, they're not, because according to the numbers, half of university spending actually goes to the faculty, the staff, and the coaches.
And at the University of Florida, the flagship University of Florida, they have 160 assistant deans, associate deans, and executive deans.
The University of Florida literally made an alligator a dean.
I heard they just hired a dean.
With your fee. Yetis, in 43 states in America, the highest paid state employee isn't even a dean. It's the football coach or the basketball coach.
Of the public university.
And that's after they built a new gym/dance hall/food court with a meditation room and a Jamba Juice.
Yetis, this adds to the reckoning for big education in America.
Last month, we got that Harvard report about elite schools giving huge admissions boosts to the wealthy.
And now we have a Wall Street Journal report that your student loans actually went to dozens and dozens of deans and a brand new dance hall with the Jamba Juice.
Jack, can I get you a massage before that 2 p.m. calculus class? I'm sorry, it's booked. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies who are everyone running a university?
Don't blame the schools, per se. Blame the boards.
Yetis, who's actually responsible here? Well, it's the Board of Trustees, the Board of Regents, or the Board of Chancellors.
That was weird.
Or the Board of Chancellors.
Whatever the university calls its board, it's the board's job to approve big decisions, and they're supposed to provide oversight on things like spending.
Okay, but this was wild. According to research the Wall Street Journal cited, boards of these schools approved 98% of the cost-increasing plans.
So 98% of the time that a board was presented with a spending plan that boosted spending big time on campus, 98% of the time the board said yes.
Debit or credit, both.
Yetis, the University of Kentucky spent $4 billion to add bells and whistles to their campus, even though they're in one of the poorest states in the United States.
And of the 16 board members, only one voted against the spending plan.
Each of these universities has a provost. They need themselves a novost.
Yeah, because right now, it's not an oversight board. That is an undersight board. For our second story, Target's newest product is actually curbside Starbucks delivered to your car.
Because you shouldn't fight habits.
No.
You should hug them.
I know you're always cold and you kind of just warmed yourself up, didn't you,
yeah,
Jack?
I did. I'm rubbing my arms right now.
But Jack, before we talk Target, let's talk TMZ. The biggest celebrity couple, Brangelina, do you think? Would we go with that?
Bennifer?
Actually, Jack and I think the biggest celebrity couple is Starget.
Or perhaps you prefer Tarbucks.
Because Target stores have had Starbucks inside of them, that sounds wrong, since 1999.
And now the vast majority of Target's 2,000 locations have a Starbucks baked in there.
I mean, Jack, let's talk about this couple, Starbucks and Target. They've been living together for 24 years, cohabitating.
Last year, 170 million Starbucks beverages were served at Target.
That's like $1 billion of beverages. At Target.
In fact, Target and Starbucks are so close that Starbucks baristas working within a Target, they're not actually Starbucks employees, they're Target employees.
At this point, just put a ring on it, Jack.
Yetis, this is the most committed long-term relationship in business today.
This is the John Legend and Chrissy Teigen of the business world.
And here's the news. 1,700 Tarbuckses are adding Starbucks drive-in features starting right now.
Now, we should point something out, Yetis. We're not talking drive-through. Jack said drive-in.
Yeah, drive-in is Target's word for curbside pickup.
Which, Jack, this means we should sprinkle on a little more context here.
Yeah, a Target employee wearing a Starbucks outfit is going to bring a Starbucks drink to your car, which is sitting in a Target parking spot.
If that sounds crazy, the numbers show it makes a lot of sense.
Because Starbucks has already been testing this feature at 250 locations over the last 6 months.
Target, they added Starbucks curbside pickup, and it turns out it didn't just sell more Starbucks.
Making Starbucks drinks really convenient resulted in Target sales growing too.
Get this. Customers who ordered Starbucks pickup bought 20 to 30% more from Target compared to before.
Convenient Starbucks, more Target. That was the result.
Can we talk about your evening routine when you're leaving the studio and heading home, my friend?
Yeah. On Monday, I stopped by Target for a Starbucks iced latte and also some diapers.
But then, Jack, I checked your diary. On Tuesday, you stopped by for a shake and espresso and that evening boost at Target. But then you also bought the chicken for dinner.
Man, this driving's so easy. On Wednesday, I snagged a decaf espresso without getting out of my car. I might as well have the barista bring me a deodorant, too.
Because, Yetis, the baristas are handing you both your Venti Latte and your Target bag of goodies.
And the convenience of the Starbucks drive-thru, it has people stopping by Target way more often than they otherwise would have.
So are we going with Starget or Tarbucks?
Tarbucks, for sure. Tarbucks is great.
I love it. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Tarbucks?
Don't fight the customer's habit. Hug the habit.
Yetis, coffee is a daily routine, while shopping is a weekly routine.
So Starbucks is a daily habit, while Target is a weekly habit.
Instead of fighting or ignoring that behavior, Target is hacking and embracing that behavior.
Target was for weekend treasure hunters, but now with Starbucks drive-in, it can be for daily commuters too.
It was a destination, now it's a pit stop.
Instead of fighting the customer habit, Target found a way to hug the habit.
Sell you a Frappuccino and a cute top.
From Tarbucks.
Yes!
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Yetis, how good is the feeling of finally getting something off your chest?
You've been wanting to say it. You've been waiting to say it.
But you bottled it up.
In Waspy, Vermont, where I grew up, we didn't talk much about our problems. We were encouraged to keep them to yourself.
Yetis, bottling up your feelings is just horrible for you because eventually it blows up with an outburst. And then while it's stewing, it makes your whole stomach feel terrible.
We encourage you to get it off your chest. And the perfect place to do that is therapy.
You will not believe how good it feels to say something that has been left unsaid, and you can practice with a therapist and then end up telling your loved ones the best way possible later on.
You don't have to tell them, but you could. It's 100% up to you. Oh, and by the way, what you tell your therapist remains completely confidential.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/T-Boy today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/T-Boy.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
For our third and final story, Brightline just became the new private Amtrak.
Private Amtrak?
They are building a train from Las Vegas to Los Angeles right now.
And they're doing it not by setting a deadline, but by setting a finish line.
And we think that is the most exciting part.
But Yetis, everybody's got a story about that one time they took Amtrak.
I mean, Jack, everyone's got, first, you got a bad story. Everyone has one bad story.
We sat on a railroad in Springfield for 3 hours. We weren't moving. Eventually, they put us on a bus.
Yeah, I went to get a sandwich and the sandwich had already been eaten, the one they handed me.
But we've also got a lot of good stories, especially on the Northeast Corridor.
I went from DC to Boston. I had Wi-Fi the whole time. I finished the entire TPS report.
Those seats are spacious.
And you didn't have anyone from TSA giving you a pat down.
Whatever you think of Amtrak, good or bad, there's one thing you should be a fan of. Competition for Amtrak.
Competition. Yetis, Congress actually created Amtrak back in 1971, and they set it up as a government-permitted monopoly on passenger trains.
So Amtrak has been unchallenged until now.
Because now there's Brightline, a private passenger train company.
This is the biggest thing to happen to trains since the cool hat the conductor gets to wear.
This is like the biggest thing to happen to trains since the caboose.
Caboose is such a great word.
It just rolls off the tongue. But Yetis, here's what Jack and I found fascinating about this story. The biggest competition for Brightline isn't actually Amtrak.
No, Brightline's competition is driving and flying. Brightline's competition is travel alternatives.
Here's the interesting thing. Brightline focused on one very particular type of trip.
Trips that are too long to drive, but too short to fly.
For example, in 2018, they opened Miami to Palm Beach.
Brightline already exists. They already have trains that leave every hour from Miami, going 79 miles an hour up the coastline to Palm Beach.
And this fall, they're expanding that Miami line to Orlando.
And the speeds are going to pick up to 130 miles per hour on that leg of the trip.
And then, Jack, what's the eventual goal down in Florida?
Tampa Bay. They're going to have a Tampa to Miami railway, the new Tamiami Trail.
Is that the new Alligator Alley?
It's the new Tamiami Trail, Nick.
But Yetis, in 2028, they're biting off something even bigger.
Westward expansion.
Yeah, a second line that connects Los Angeles to Las Vegas, two of the biggest economies in the country.
Yep, and the states of California and Nevada just asked the federal government for a grant to offset the $12 billion cost.
But either way, they break ground this year on the Los Angeles to Las Vegas line. Wait, Jack, you hear that? That means it's time for our takeaway. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Brightline?
Deadlines motivate. Finish lines inspire.
Yetis, Brightline is about to break ground on that Brightline West, connecting Los Angeles to Las Vegas.
And the train's going to be 50% faster than in Florida. It's going to hit top speeds of 186 miles an hour.
This thing's like a Japanese bullet train, all electric, but in America.
But Yetis, we think the real beauty of this project isn't the speed, it's the deadline. The deadline is 2028.
And Jack, why do we think a deadline is such a beautiful thing suddenly?
Because 2028 is when Los Angeles hosts the 2028 Summer Olympics.
And they want this train to deliver people from Las Vegas to the opening ceremony.
Yetis, for such a huge project to get done, motivation isn't enough.
To make an iconic, an arduous, a complex project happen, stakeholders need inspiration.
Finish by 2028. That's a deadline.
Finish by the Olympics. That is a finish line. Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us to kick off the week?
American universities are recklessly spending, and it's driven tuition up by 64%.
Who's to blame? The boards. They're not doing oversight. They're doing undersight.
For our second story, Starbucks is already inside Target. Now they'll bring Starbucks outside of Target to your car.
And Target's not hating the habit. They're hugging the habit.
And our third and final story is Brightline. This is the private Amtrak. They're already in Florida. They're coming to LA by 2028.
Here's the beautiful thing. They don't have a deadline. They have a finish line.
Yetis, this pod's not over yet. Here's what else you need to know today.
First, Sam Bankman-Fried, old SBF. His bail has been revoked, and now he is actually literally in jail.
And as a reminder, he took customers' deposits and then bought homes in the Bahamas for himself and his family.
And second, a new Reuters poll shows that 28% of workers use ChatGPT regularly at work.
Even though only 22% said their employees allow ChatGPT.
And finally, Jack, can we talk about Amazon's newest product?
You can order a product on Amazon and get it delivered without a box. Just like the basketball, just the item.
We call it naked shipping, and we've been asking for it for years.
3 years ago, we said Amazon should launch naked shipping to reduce the amount of boxes that we all waste.
3 years ago, we forgot to trademark naked shipping, Jack.
But at least it's happening.
Now, time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by Jason Raymond Werner in Portland, Oregon, who's also the birthday boy.
We've all eaten a delicious Triscuit cracker.
But get this, the name Triscuit is actually a portmanteau of two different words.
Triscuit comes from the word electricity.
And scut comes from biscuit.
Triscuit.
Because Triscuit crackers were the first cracker to be baked by electricity.
So it's the electricity biscuit.
And that's a finish line. Yetis, you look fantastic to kick off the week. Jack and I still got 4 more days with you before vacation.
I got a feeling they're each going to be T-boys.
And if you've got the best fact yet before vacation, we want to get it on the pod.
We have a link on our website for you to send in submissions.
T-boypod.com. Jack and I will see you there.
That's a finish line.
No, Jack, that's a caboose. And before we go, happy birthday to a couple of Yetis, Diego and Camilla Lester, both turning 5 over in Spokane, Washington.
And happy birthday to Trixie Cruz Pei, and welcome to California.
And Nariman Hashemi, happy birthday up in Toronto, Maple Leaf, Canada.
And a big shout out to Chicago for the birthday of Michael Air Jordan.
And Hannah Milliron is celebrating some wins because she just passed all the sections of her CPA exam.
And congratulations to Diego for landing that sweet new job at McKinsey down in Bucaramanga, Colombia.
And Claire Atkinson, happy first day of Miami Law School. Have fun over there. Take a bright line.
Congratulations to Chris and Pilar for having a new boy, Joel Oakley, in Vista, California.
And congratulations on 1 year of running Sonata Design Company to Jacob Perry.
And happy anniversary to Serge and Gabby Ainu in Bear, Delaware.
Celebrate that win.
And that's a Finnish caboose. This is Jack. I own stock of Amazon.
I don't think we've ever come full circle more times. And now the pod just starts over. Oh my God, Jack, that was brilliant.
A finished caboose. If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.